All right, let's move on to the reviews, and we're going to start off with Distance, doing Just a Theory, originally by Berkeley Social Scene. This is such a very, very different sound, a real different approach than the Berkeley Social Scene's original. And I love it when people take these liberties and they thoroughly, you sort of reinterpret the original. I think this is fantastic and it's a great listen. And, you know, I don't mind the spoken word part. Usually I might, but, you know, I just think this was, you know, all good. I just enjoyed it a lot.
I don't listen to a lot of EDM, so whenever there's like a distinct, like, you know, prep and drop phase, I'm always sort of wowed by those moves because I haven't heard it a million times. So like, and this one, you know, when they do the drop, I think there's like an EQ sweep or something that happens. Like, you know, just all of the EQs go down to nothing, and then there's like a reverse cymbal crash or something, and then everything gets bassy and loud like it's dubstep or something. I think that's cool. I am wowed by that every time it happens. And I really like the way he chopped up the vocals in the drop section, and then he kind of made the vocal syllables like go exactly on beat. Like he played the vocals like they were a MIDI instrument or something. I thought that was really cool.
Definitely. I think that Distance is maybe one of my favorite all-around producers in this competition. I love the way that they combine electronic elements, but with really like organic sounding things. I can tell they're recording instruments that they are playing, but they're combining it with these other electronic elements. And it creates this really nice set of layers and textures. Their voice too is growing on me in a way. I think there's almost like a Daniel Johnston quality to it
yep.
that I get from it. You know, it's like every now and then I wish melodically they would focus on creating really interesting melodies that they could fall inside of, but they're getting better. And I hear them working on it more and more. And I also hear them performing with more emotion in their voice than from the beginning of the concert to now. I think that a lot of times it's so easy to get focused on being as accurate as possible. And you forget to connect with the song on an emotional level, which is probably more important in most takes than being exactly on the thing. And, you know, I like some of those things. I mean, I would compare it to like a, you know, Bob Dylan or a Lou Reed. There are plenty of singers who weren't necessarily Celine Dion or anything like that, but they make these really compelling performances. So I like that Distance is starting to focus more on having really compelling vocals in their productions. And then I think the music rocks. The music in this song is just good. And whether you're an electronic fan or not, I think it's very easy to get into.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably not anything that Berkeley Social Scene would have anticipated in terms of a cover.
No, I'm like, sure they were wowed by it a little bit too. Like, ooh, this sounds different.
Yeah.
I hope Distance keeps like competing. Yeah. Sometimes Distance gets a little upset when they are not the victor. And this is a thing I will say that's not the value of this competition. The prompt gets you to be creative, make something that you otherwise wouldn't have. You can take the notes. You cannot take the notes. That's all totally fine. But it doesn't matter if you win this competition. It true, like, that is not the point of the thing. I know it feels like it's the point of the thing, but enjoy making the songs because we enjoy listening to them. Sorry if that's too personal.
No, that's good.
I think that's fine. I mean, not to toot our own horn, but Jerkatorium won Spin Tunes 13, and our net worth went up like crazy.
It was everything we imagined.
That Spin magazine article, the Rolling Stones. So many offers to open for. No, I mean, yeah, it is no stakes. The I keep on mentioning that there's literally no stakes. I don't think that winning matters at all. I think if you're looking for recognition in sort of any metrically measurable way, that if you're in Spin Tunes or Songfight or Nerine or any of that, then you're looking in the wrong place. And I don't know where to tell you to look, but this is not it. It is what it is a great community and a lot of fun. Kumbaya.